This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni won a decisive re-election victory Saturday, but his main rival Bobi Wine has alleged widespread fraud and said citizens should reject the result. According to Uganda's Electoral Commission, Museveni won 5.85 million votes, or almost 59%, while Wine had 3.48 million votes, or 34.8%. In a speech Saturday night, Museveni thanked supporters for what he called a peaceful election.
First of all, I congratulate all Ugandans for the peaceful elections with a high turnout of voters.
Museveni campaigned for another term, arguing his long experience in office makes him a good leader and promising to keep delivering stability and progress. The 38-year-old Wine galvanized young Ugandans with his calls for political change and pledged to end what he called dictatorship and widespread corruption. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union Party on Saturday chose Armin Laschet, the governor of Germany's most populous state, as its new leader. Laschet defeated Friedrich Merz, a conservative and one-time Merkel rival, at an online convention of the Christian Democratic Union. Saturday's vote is not the final word on who will run as the center-right candidate for chancellor in September, but Laschet will either run for chancellor or will have a big say in who does. A group of Nepalese climbers on Saturday became the first to scale K2, the second highest summit on the planet, in winter. K2 is only 200 meters shorter than Mount Everest, and it is considered one of the most dangerous summits to reach in winter. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Cities, towns, and villages across France were practically empty Saturday night as residents stayed home and businesses shut to observe a nationwide curfew intended to help stem the spread of the coronavirus. The virus has killed 70,000 people in France, the seventh highest total in the world, and the government is particularly worried by the more transmissible variant first detected in Britain, which now accounts for about 1% of new cases. The curfew was brought forward 2 hours to 6 p.m. and will run until 6 a.m. In addition, beginning Monday, anyone traveling to France from outside the European Union will have to show a negative test result and self-isolate for a week upon arrival. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched on Saturday one of the world's largest vaccination campaigns. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Sanitation worker Manish Kumar became the first person in India to be vaccinated against COVID-19 in the country. Indians won't have a choice between the Oxford University AstraZeneca vaccine and a government-backed homegrown one from Bharat Biotech, whose efficacy is not known. Both are being produced locally. India has reported the highest number of coronavirus infections after the United States. The country wants to vaccinate around 300 million people with two doses in the first 6 to 8 months of the year.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Frustration is widespread among the public and health officials in the early rollout of COVID-19 vaccinations in the United States. AP's Julie Walker reports.
People who are eligible now that requirements in many states drop to 65 years and older, or those with compromised health, are finding it impossible to get the shots because of demand and limited supply. Governors blame the Trump administration, saying they deceived states about the amount of doses they could get. Democratic Governors Tony Evers and Kate Brown.
It was a slap in the face.
This is deception on a national scale.
Brown says the head of Operation Warp Speed told her there are no Federal Reserve of doses. The Department of Health and Human Services said that states may have been confused in their expectations. President-elect Biden is pledging to boost supply and set up new vaccination sites to meet his goal of 100 million shots in 100 days. I'm Julie Walker.
Washington, D.C. was locked down and U.S. law enforcement officials geared up for pro-Trump marches in all 50 state capitals this week. The scramble followed the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol in Washington by a mix of extremists and Trump supporters that left 5 people dead. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.